He said to tell you, a strong change is coming. Stay steady in what you know to be truth, and those things that I have taught you how to go forward. For know this, that the same kind of atmosphere that you're praying in that will win the lost is the same kind of atmosphere that will clothe your life with the graciousness of the Father, saith the Spirit of grace. For no, it'll not always be exactly like you know it now. For you'll not find it a grudgery to do the things that you do that seem mundane. Going forth, you're coming and you're going. For many of you find it because of and the impasse of coming in from one place, going to another in the Spirit and knowing there's something far greater ahead, you find it very difficult to labor in the jobs and the things that you do.
That's
right. For many of you, I'll change. Some of you will do something different in the outpouring that you're doing now. But know this to all, whether you're doing the same or something different, the atmosphere will change drastically for you, saith the Spirit of grace. For there's grace even now for that. There's grace even now for you to go about in the joy of your day, knowing that you're serving a higher, much higher purpose than those around you can realize. So take great joy in knowing that if the first church, those things that were recorded concerning spiritual things, the blind eyes and the lame and the deaf and all of the things that you aspire to in the Spirit that you call a revival, do you not understand that as much as I was doing something in the church, I was doing something in the community as well, saith the Spirit of grace. For there was an atmosphere out there. The atmosphere that was healing the people was the same atmosphere that was out there, soliciting the hearts, preparing the grounds, so that they all were coming in. They were coming in multitudes, and they were coming in one by one. But know this, that atmosphere that'll get out on a community will be the same atmosphere that'll cause you to be able to labor about your day with great joy, saith the Spirit of grace. So take great hope, for the best days are ahead of you, and the times of refreshing are in front of you. Even in the midst of persecution, you'll find a great joy and a great peace by watching the harvest and knowing that you were a part of it.